Okay, so we are having a changing of volunteers, and we are welcoming into the hot seat. Will you give your names? Because I am really bad at names, and I apologize. Give your names on the air, and then just briefly tell why you like Catholic Radio.
I'm Christine Kajowski, and I just love Catholic Radio because I think it's important to evangelize the faith and to use all the mediums we can to do that. And Catholic Radio is a great way to reach people 24/7. And I just think it's so important to spread the faith and clear up misconceptions about the faith and just help all those know the beauty of our faith.
Excellent. So good. All right.
Yes, and I'm Edward Kajowski, and I also have been listening to EWTN for many years, and I enjoy the answers they give. My favorite program is EWTN Live, and so the answers that they give help me to understand and to explain my faith too in a clearer, more concise way.
Excellent. Very, very good. All right, so we're going to talk some more about why you're here and all of that, but we got to get the phone lines ringing. You guys can beg with me at any moment if you want to give out phone numbers, if you want to give some inspiration to our listeners out there and really encourage them. I wanted to say that anonymous founder said that they were giving in recognition of all the amazing volunteers who are making the Spirit Drive and the Quest Station possible. And says that they hope they will cover the matching gift for the whole hour. So we were going to do another $500 every 15 minutes with the guests. So should we just not do that? How are we supposed to handle that? Just keep doing the $500 for 15 minutes. All right. So we are grateful to that founder. And we got that first match because of that founder. And we added $3,600 to the operating budget for Catholic Radio. And you gave so generously for the volunteers, in honor of the volunteers. We're still going to keep trying to do these matches and hope that it will bring some other people who would like to step up and help Catholic Radio in that way. So the next one is $500 for the next 15 minutes. So we have until 9:35 for this next one. And so we have 15 minutes again to get $500 called in. Go right now. Pick up the phone, 678-688-4549. We are talking now with two more volunteers. I'm telling you what, there are so many wonderful volunteers here that I've met so many people in just the 2 days so far that I've been here. And it's hard to keep track of all the names, but the smiles, the love for Catholic Radio, you can't miss that when you walk into this studio. So if you'd like to come and experience that, I think it's okay if you want to come on over to the studio and see what's going on here. And if you can walk in a pledge with it, that would be awesome. But if you want to just come and stay, just see what's going on, then come on down. All right, so right now we are talking with Christine and Edward, and they said why they loved Catholic Radio. Why? I mean, it takes a lot for you to come here and to give of your time, and time is valuable. So what is it especially that you hope to accomplish by giving to Catholic Radio?
Well, I think that the additional broadcast of a radio station here in Atlanta, in the Atlanta metro area, will allow other people to just stumble upon our Catholic faith in a way that they may not be able to, or may not they may not feel comfortable just walking into a parish and doing RCIA class, which I would really encourage them to do. We teach some of those classes, and it's really great, but I think that the opportunity to stumble upon a radio station where they can come in and they can just experience some of the ideas that we've been proclaiming for consistently for 2,000 years, and so that they can experience that just as they go about their daily lives.
Excellent.
And the beauty about the radio programs that the Quest does through the EWTN affiliation is that there's so many different types of programs that if somebody does stumble across, there's bound to be something that grabs them.
Mm-hmm.
A particular speaker maybe, or a particular topic. And so that's an aspect of radio and evangelization that really appeals to me and that I would hope would draw people in.
Excellent. All right, so I'm going to give out the number again, and then I'm going to ask you what your favorite show is. Along those lines, you know, it's hard to pick a favorite, I know, but it'll help our listeners, too, to know when to tune in and give a little bit of insight into what the show is and why it's your favorite. So the number to call is 678-688-4549. And also, before we do that, I know they brought it. They want us to say again, and I love this. I absolutely love this. If you are a business and you would like to have your business support Catholic Radio, if you call in at $100 a month, then you get over 100 15-second spots a year. 100 15-second spots a year where your business's name is announced on Catholic Radio. In addition to that, we will keep telling people during this pledge drive to support your business because you supported Catholic Radio. So I love to be able to plug the businesses. I love it, love it, love it. I've had all kinds of businesses over the years that have called into pledge drives, from a Mary Kay dealer to, I don't know, transcript services to real. One of my favorites was Dan, the Irish real estate man. We had fun with that. That one was a lot of fun. Dan, the Irish real estate man. So, you know, whatever it is, whatever your business is, if you would like to call in, not only are we going to announce it during the pledge drive, but you can have 100 15-second spots on Catholic Radio throughout the year asking people to support your business. What? Okay. All right. So give us a call at 678-688-4549. We are dubbing this the Volunteer Hour right now. And so we are welcoming the volunteers that have been here helping us to make it possible to bring you this pledge drive, to bring you Catholic Radio, the quest, on a daily basis. And so our guests that are in the hot seat right now are Christine and Edward. What parish are you from?
I was just going to ask if I could do a plug for our parish.
Sure.
It's St. Bridget.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of callers from St. Bridget.
In Johns Creek. Mm-hmm. And we're both active in various ministries there, but we want to kind of challenge the Circle of Sisters, mm-hmm. the women's group, and the men of St. Bridget to call in and show their support. St. Bridget's a wonderful, vibrant parish. We have 24/7 adoration, and it's a great, great community.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. So I asked you before we started giving out the number, I asked you to tell us what your favorite show is. And again, I want to remind our listeners, we're trying for this $500 match. If we can get it called in by 9:35, another $500. So give us a call, 678-688-4549.
I would probably have to say, if I have to narrow it down to one, but of course I'm going to give two, The Journey Home.
Yes.
I love to hear people's conversion stories, because sometimes I hear stories that I know of other people who are in those same situations. So I think, okay, I'm learning how to, maybe I can help them enter the Catholic Church based on what I hear these people tell about their conversion stories. But I also love, I think it's called Call to Communion. Mm-hmm. Is that the one where, Why Aren't You Catholic?
Mm-hmm.
And so I love that one as well.
It's my favorite. It's one I love. Yeah.
Well, I like the EWTN News Nightly program, because just being able to hear news just in a simple form. I mean, it's very nice to experience or to hear the news. And then also, since it's a news reporting, there's always reporters in the Vatican. And whenever there's a synod, there's a synod going on now. So they're reporting from the synod.
Mm-hmm.
I get most of those episodes, but I also watch in on podcasts, EWTN Live, Father Mitch's, where he always interviews somebody from around the world. And just, you know, being exposed to his guests, where he brings in lay and you know, nuns or brothers or fathers from different orders and what they're doing around the world, and has a more in-depth conversation with them.
Yes.
So those two programs are my favorites.
Excellent, excellent. Very good. And we have an update. Joe called in at $10 a month. So that's $120 towards this match. We just need now $380 in order to have that extra gift added to the operating budget that comes from another $500. So it turns into $1,000 for Catholic Radio. Give us a call. That comes from Joe. I was looking for the name of the donor that gave that. Joe is giving us, for all of our volunteers, every time a set of volunteers sets into the hot seat, he's giving us another $500 match. So your responsibility right now is to get $500 called in on your clock, and we have until about 9:35 to do that. So we have about 7 more minutes. So come on, give us a call. Beg with me. Give out the number 678-688-4549. We are talking with two wonderful volunteers here for Catholic Radio, and that is Christine and Edward. And Christine and Edward are talking with us about their favorite shows and about why they volunteer. They go to St. Bridget's. So the challenge is out there for, what did you call the women's group?
Circle of Sisters.
Circle of Sisters. You know, I've had many groups like that. So it's just an idea maybe for the next pledge drive is, you know, people will go and collect money from their circles. I've had even groups like Knights of Columbus and Altar and Rosary and different things that become a founder as a group. And so their name goes on the plaque. So it's just a pretty cool way to support Catholic Radio. So, you know, maybe there are some of our listeners out there that would like to do that. Might not happen this time, but, you know, maybe it could. Maybe you're that quick that you can get it done by tomorrow. But if not, think about it for the future, for really supporting Catholic Radio through your groups. And you have some of St. Bridget's has had a lot of people calling in and making pledges, and also some really wonderful volunteers who are taking their time. They were here yesterday. They're back today. You coming back tomorrow, too?
And we will.
Awesome. That is so awesome. So thank you for doing that. Okay, so what else would you like for our listeners to know maybe about Catholic Radio that might inspire them to want to go ahead and call and make a pledge?
Well, the local presence of a Catholic radio station in Atlanta is a community, I mean, of supporters. And so it's going to be, it's our radio station. We get to, it's our programming that, you know, right now we're doing EWTN programming, but in the future we'll start, as we get more resources, we'll start to create our own programming. And who knows where it can go, maybe even a news program or even farther. But it's all dependent on funding. So if we get the resources to buy the equipment, get the facilities or however it's needed, mm-hmm. then we can just snowball into a larger and larger community of the faithful.
Right, right. Excellent. Very good.
Yeah, and we just want to remind everybody that the station is listener supported, and that means it is run solely by donations. It doesn't get money from a particular parish or an archdiocese or things like that. So we rely on the listeners, and if they can call in and help the station in any amount is appreciated.
Right. Agreed. All right. So we have Joe. We mentioned her donation earlier at $10 a month, and she's from St. Thomas the Apostle, and I think she asked for prayers for her husband. I saw that on there. So we'll pray for her husband. And then one caller just challenged all of the knights in the Atlanta area to step up and call in. So are you a knight by any chance?
I am, in fact,
you are a knight.
Yes.
So one of your fellow knights is out there, and he is challenging. Do we need to look at the other list and see if there's other donations besides the prayer requests? Oh, they're not updating that part. Okay, so we don't know what that caller, he may not have pledged. He was just challenging the knights to call in and make a pledge. So give us a call. We have about 4 more minutes to get to this $500 match. We have $120 of it. So we just need $380. How easy was that? $10 a month became $120 for Catholic Radio, $120 toward this match that Joe's going to give us. If we can, when we get another $500 called in 15 minutes, and we have about 4 minutes left in that challenge. So give us a call, 678-688-4549, 678-688-4549. 1-800-273-4549. We are talking with Christine and Edward. You know, I can tell that evangelization is important to you all. You volunteer, you help and teach in RCIA, you do, am I right?
That's
is
right.
that what
That's
you said?
Right.
You teach in RCIA, you do a lot of evangelization. And, you know, that takes time. It takes a lot of time. With Catholic Radio, let me ask you this question. How difficult would it be for you to go out and evangelize 10 people today? Do you think you could do it?
I would not normally be able to do that.
Yeah?
No.
How about 100?
Not a chance.
1,000?
No, not
10,000, 100,000, 1,000,000? The fact is, by donating to Catholic Radio, we have the opportunity to evangelize a potential 3.1 million listeners at any given moment. That's how many people we reach, plus however many are listening on the app, which we know can be extensive and goes worldwide. People can log in around the world to thequestatlanta.com, and we have had people who have called in from communist countries during a pledge drive to say that they want to donate because they are listening and they wouldn't be able to get those truths any other way. They're living in a communist country. So it goes wide, and it is just so easy to pick up the phone and dial 678-688-4549 and give a donation and have a potential 3.1 million listeners able to hear the truths and the traditions of the Catholic Church. And I really don't know that we can put any kind of dollar amount on that. You know, you think, what is it worth? Holy cow, it's more than any of us, I think, could pay. I mean, really, how do you put a dollar amount on the conversion of a soul? You can't. And so, but that's what we are able to contribute to when we contribute to Catholic Radio with a mission of saving souls. So again, the number to call is 678-688-4549. We are talking with Christine and Edward. We have another update. Challenged all the Knights in the Atlanta area to step up and call in. And he is already a founder, so he was just putting that challenge out there because he was already a founder. We're having a change into the guard. So thank you, Christine. Thank you, Edward. And we're going to welcome into the hot seat our next volunteers. We also have Denise, who called in with a $50 one-time pledge. So that gave us $170 during that 15 minutes. So we didn't quite make that one, but we're going to try it again because Joe wants to give us this $500 and we want to add another $500 to that. So give us a call right now. $500 is what we need, and we are starting it at 9:35. So we actually have 1 minute. If somebody could call in really quick, we could make that last one too and then add a third one because Joe is giving us three to use during this time.